Can you believe in a finite object possessing infinite power? Or that a mineral can be proclaimed the medicine of the 21st century? Or that the power of nature can win over the ignorance of man? If you can, you will know why our mission is to get shungite to the masses. You are entering the shungite zone. This is the Shungite Radio Show produced by Cosmic Reality Radio. So welcome to the Shungite Reality Show. It's June 17, 2025. My name is Nancy Hopkins. With me is Mark Joseph and Jeff Momora. Now, Derek isn't going to be here. He had a family problem. But we're going to, I mean, Jeff has always got such amazing information. He's not, I won't say a frequent guest, but he's a favorite guest.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. So, Mark, I'm going to have you introduce yourself and a little introduction to what, you know, Jeff is all about, which, you know, you could go on for a long time. So just make it an introduction. Go for it, hon.
Yeah, just an informal introduction. Just been on the show many times, even in the early days of the Shungite show, a good friend of Derek's, and he's, yeah, totally regular guest. And the reason why I wanted to bring him on, initially, it was, I mean, I was thinking of the incidents from the last couple weeks, but in a more positive and productive light, it's more about if these things were to come to one's neighborhood or space area where they live in, what would one do as far as what's being reported out there versus what's really happening? You know, and to be working with one's neighbors, local community, and personal approaches to getting centered and balanced. And Jeff's always, you know, delivered on that and has endless stories of successful results. And that's why we have him here in these in very interesting times. And yeah, and if thank you for being on, Jeff. And along with responding to this introduction, maybe you could also give us your best places to see your updates, even podcasts, and where people can contact you. Thank you.
Blessings. I'm humbled and honored to be here. Thank you so much, Nancy and Brother Mark. I appreciate you. Sending lots of love to Brother Derek, you know. So for me, you find me on Facebook, Jeff Momora. The profile picture is the I think Jeff Momora experience. On Instagram is The Miracle Movement, the same, and that's basically my logo with a Nautilus background. And Jeff Momora at protonmail.com. It should be working. It's been acting weird, but you know, that's majority of my testimonials are on Facebook. I have hundreds of testimonials over there, and that's the only easier way to present to people, because on Facebook you could have album and people could look at videos and stuff like that. And on podcasts, you could check me every full moon. I do full moon talk and anti-parasitic type of thing, parasite cleanse, every full moon with Lexi Eisenhower. And the channel is Riki Leaks on Rumble. R-I-K-I Leaks. That's it. So what should we talk about?
Great, thank you. Yeah, the one of the more, to me, another great place to hear your updates and successes and latest things going on was your Rumble channel, the podcast, and it not so much the protests and riots per se, but how one can get centered, grounded, and balanced when those things are around, and your approaches and how you've been helping people, especially when you've been in some different kinds of hot zones as seasons come and go. Yeah, so anything of that, any kind of detail that you're allowed
Yeah.
to share.
So I'm going to, okay, let me see. I'm going to go with basic first, okay? The internal stuff. This is what I'm explaining to people because we always tend to like up what are we going to do outside of us, right? So, and this just sounds so fundamental and basics, but then we tend to become incoherent because we're too emotionally charged on certain things, you know? And we're supposed to have some kind of emotional charge because when it comes to safety, security, and the possible end of the earth or whatever that one will be entertaining and feeding. So what I would strongly suggest is to, this is the teaching that I always do. It's like you could feel stuff as you should, but then you're not to feed it. So then you're not too attached. So the emotional charge is just emotional charge. That's not necessarily going to affect what are you going to decide to do with that. So, for instance, it's like Lisa, the riot stuff. It's very emotional charge because then people will. What I say is, people are addicted of or over-identifying because they don't know themselves. So they need to find their identity by over-identifying whatever the current events, you know? So whatever that may be. So that's what I basically walk it and try to show it to people. That's one, you know? And to feel is not to feed, is to let go. Because emotion is energy in motion. So it's in the process of moving. And whether you should entertain it or not, you need to check, you know, is are these emotion our program emotion? You check yourself. Are these program emotion projected emotions from your old programs, society, you know, parents, whatever, you know, or even a group thing? Because what I noticed, I'm a patriot, but then the patriot, can I cuss here? Some of the patriot are pretty,
As much as you want, hon.
some of the patriots that I was dealing with is fucking retarded, you know? Because again, they expect universal stuff. So they become the libtard themselves of their approach because, oh, you cannot think for yourself. We're supposed to be this, we're supposed to worship. Whatever. I'm like, no, we don't. We are individual. This is what I mean, you know, and I had even students that dared trying to tell me what to post. And I told them I did not come to the United States from Indonesia for me not to have freedom of speech. That's one of my main goals being here is freedom. And people took it for granted here because they don't know how effed up it is in other parts of the world. You know, so that's that. It's basically be truthful to yourself at the same time, be mindful of what to feed. The battle zone, the warfare, the spiritual warfare, it starts from within. So you are what you feed moment to moment, dynamically in all aspects.
It really does come down to a concept of sovereignty.
Yes, freedom. There's how are we going to entertain any essence of freedom if we don't have sovereignty of our own stuff to do our own stuff? That's just a like false narrative of freedom, not true freedom.
It's a conundrum
Yeah.
because. You know, okay, I'm 76, so I've seen a lot. I've been through a lot. But my makeup is that I don't emotionally react hardly to anything. Before I realized I might have been in danger, the danger's gone. It's a programming that I think it was because I was also the oldest of 10.
Oh
Okay,
wow.
and that's
Oh wow. Jeez.
and that's a very critical thing to think about because my dad was successful, but he was always on the road with his business. So mom is the one that's the only one there. We had moved away from the extended family of her family and his family. And the only way that we really knew how to behave was to learn in the sandbox. If you did something and it made somebody feel bad, then you felt bad. It's an easy way to learn. You do something good and then they feel good and then you feel even more good, and it's like it's experience. It wasn't not programming. Nobody was telling us how to behave. I'll give you an example. At one point I was babysitting and the kids came. I was probably 16, 17 years old, or maybe even a little bit older. And the kids came running in. Oh, Lori just broke a bottle in the driveway. So I said, "Well, tell her to come in the house." So she comes in, and she knows she's in trouble. And I said to her, "Why'd you do it?" And she that question took her off guard, And she said, "What?" "Well, I don't know." I said, "What you did was not very good. But more importantly, the fact you can't answer that question is really not good. If you go through life and you don't know why you're doing things, you're going to get in trouble. So why don't you just go upstairs for a little bit and think about that? Why did you do that?" Okay. So. She goes on upstairs. She's about, I'd say she was 6 years old, 7 years old. Hard for me to know now. But so she goes upstairs, and an hour later, I've got dinner ready, and the kids are all there, but somebody's missing. I went, "Who's not here?" "Lori. Where's Lori?" And the last I remember, she went up to her room. So I walk up there, and here's this poor kid. That sobbing thing where it's like, "Oh my God." And so I sat down with her and I said, "Lori, Lori, what's the matter? What's the matter?" She said, "I don't know why I did it." And I said to her, "Okay, honey, just breathe, breathe." I said, "Listen to me, please." I said, "We do things that we don't know why we did it, especially when you're young. You do things to see what happens. Wonder what'll happen." Like my brother Mark, God bless my mother. My father would have an electric shaver, and the cord was always dangling, plugged in. Okay, so Mark was a little guy, and this was not to be the last thing he ever did that was like crazy, but he's a little guy, and he says to my mother, who's in the bathroom with him, "Hey, what would happen if I put that in my mouth?" And my mother had a sense of humor, and she said, "Well, why don't you find out?" And he put it in his mouth and almost
Oh my
electrocuted
gosh.
himself, But it's like the best example of what people, kids especially, do. They just wow and wonder what'll happen if I do that, But I said to her, I said, "As you go through life, the only person that's going to go with you is yourself. If you're doing something and you don't know why you're doing it, step back from it and figure out, am I supposed to be doing this? Should I do this? Can I do this? Do I want to do this?" Have an objection to everything that you're prompted to do. Don't just do it. Stop and consider what you're doing.
Yeah, if I can make, I'm not Ed too. So just because you can, it doesn't mean you should.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, good one. And it was funny because she was an adult. And one day she said, "The most important thing I ever learned was from you." And she repeated that episode. You know, that's why I have such a clear memory of it, because she actually brought it up, 20 years later. So it is the concept of sovereignty. And we're talking, there's almost all there's a lot of insane people out there. And by insane, we mean you're not in control of
Yes,
yourself.
I get you. Yeah.
Right? And because I've been looking at that too, Jeff, because if people you don't see people, at least on Fox. I watch Fox. I don't watch the other ones, but on Fox, go into the riot, go up to the rioters and say, why are you doing this? Now, Fox doesn't do it because they won't talk to Fox. Okay? But no, I've never seen any kind of a clip of very, very seldom you'll get somebody that was taking a video while somebody was ranting or raving or whatever. But they don't make sense. And if you ask them questions, they can't answer it. They don't know why they're there.
Yeah, or it's that's what I was teaching all these youngins, the program, you know, it's a program response. A lot of these emotions are being projected upon them, so they don't know themselves. So it's easy to behave as, oh, if I don't do that, it's just like doing drugs, like growing up. Oh, if you don't do it, you're not one of the cool kids. I remember, you know, in the 90s, going to raves, I was the only one that was not doing drugs. Then I end up freaking babysitting because I just got out from work at on my PM shift, you know, like 11:30, and then I meet up with all this my friends that were all on drugs, and I have to babysit them. And I'm like, I don't need drugs to enjoy, you know, music and dancing, you know. But I was into alcohol. I was a functional alcohol, but back in the day, there's no alcohol in underground party. They're just all psychedelics, and you know, but so wherever I was going, even to the party, I end up freaking babysitting and helping people, making sure people are drinking water, not ODing, and stupid shit like that. But what I notice about these kids, because I talk to them daily, a lot of them, I counsel them. And that's how I know a lot of this stuff. And they just feel if they don't go protest, you're not cool. A lot of them are doing it, so it's because it's like, oh, if you're a certain age group, that's what we should do. We should hate conservative. We should do this, this, and that. And then all I do is just I create a like a family, a community type, regardless of the differences. I share ideas while we share food. So I notice right now I change a little bit of my approach. I basically heal through food more. So I infuse all of my food and the drinks with my healing and my light. And so it's less explanation, and they just shift and get blissed out, and you know, like older gentlemen becoming like little kids, you know, trying to steal my grilled onions. And I did the test a few weeks ago. They had like a in Laguna, that a big quote unquote biohacking event, healing holistic event. So I was outside, but I had an intuition, not intuition, almost like a feel. Let me just do like almost like a litmus test. It's like, what is people really into, right? Because I do project what I want, but what does people want? And because I said, I'm a maximizer. You know, I want people to maximize things, but majority of people don't do shit like that. They just do what's comfortable. You know, they're complacent. In my teaching, complacency kills. Having said that, it's quite challenging for me to meet people where they're at. It's work on my side. It's appear to be effortless when people watching me working because I practice every day. Now, so I have all my amazing healing tools that have been helping thousands of, you know, thousands of people, from vaccine injuries to, you know, I've been helping quite a bit of MK Ultra victims, satanic ritual, sexual, whatever, you know, because of all my past also. But so I have all my healing tools in a box. I didn't even put it out. And I had like again, like a pull, like, okay, I'm just going to do nootropic chili oil that will heal the brain and grass-fed burgers with amazing stuff, with grass-fed ghee. But then I only brought like 10 to 15 grass-fed patties that I pre-cooked, because I had this brand new grill that is small, like, and I just want to try how people are going to respond. Sure enough, I sold out all my food stuff in about an hour. I end up doing like grilled cheese because I ran out of buns, and because of the and then these are people that more than about 60-70% I didn't know them. So that's that, healing through flavors, isn't it? So basically, what I'm trying to get across, it's sometimes we need to find a common ground so you could actually plant a seed, or to pre-contemplate truth and what is truth. It's easier when they're being fed in different aspects, not just an actual food, but if it's food that is being blessed, stacked with all my stuff, they feel good. Then once they feel good, then it's like, hey, you know what? This is what it's really about,
By your stuff, what do you mean?
I have a lot of healing tools that I created specifically. A lot of them are oil infused and brain octane infused. Recently, I actually created a DMSO infused tons of compounds for diabetes. So this is going to be energetic and topical only. The same thing with, I call it eternal return. I have capsule internal return is designed to recalibrate, rebuild, and regenerate the lymph system, because the lymph system is the most compromised of a system once you do a lot of healing, when you do parasite or anti, like cancer protocol, this and that. The lymph system is pretty effed up. So I created like solution for system. I do not address symptoms, I address systems. So let's say my chili oil is infused with tons of pretty powerful mushroom compounds, and let's say turmeric. My turmeric is infused in brain octane. You will feel it in less than 10 seconds. It's a whole different thing. And people are like, oh yeah, I'm an Ayurvedic practitioner. I do turmeric. Okay, check this out. Sprinkle my chili oil on your, because I grilled asparagus marinated with organic balsamic, this and that, instead of fries. And there's like, ew, asparagus. Why don't you try a bite? And they're like, oh my God, this is so good. So those kind of things. And they don't, but it's blessed too after that, because what when I test a lot of products, if it's oil based, when I charge with my light, it actually conducts more. But then I check with my friend, the inventor of the C60, Peter, and I explained to him, like, hey, when I was, taking raw butter or this brain octane, I really feel like I'm conducting a lot of power. Does that affect a conductivity in quantum? He's like, not really. So why am I feeling it like 10 times more powerful or 20 times more powerful? Well, you feel it more because it insulates the conductivity of light. And I'm like, oh, I see. So there's a lot of healing that you could do with oil-based, but it has to be, good based. Just for the record, I do not recommend C60 in the oil-based or our C60 that I help create and promote. It is all water-based. The oil base is more on the affordable things, because I'm trying to be as versatile and providing access to miracles now. Because most of my miracles, they're actually accessible, they're free. My transmissions, I'm transmitting all these tools, and I'm going to create another video of additional of my Shakti transmission that I'm transmitting these tools. So initially, they don't have to have these tools in hand. All they need is water, salt in front of them, and gratitude. So they're allowing themselves to receive. So there's no guessing in what they need. Very specific. And I'm not sure if I covered this in the last topic. I do a lot of disaster relief effort in terms of healing, and detox and helping the people. I'm still helping the Appalachian people. They're still messed up over there. I heal the healers over there. So when I measure, like, say, the land in Ohio, the water, the air, these are what I started creating these compounds with oil infused because it has to be somewhat affordable for me because I'm giving it out for free for people. So they have access. It turns out each compound that works against all these chemicals energetically is the same exact compounds that works against every single vaccine injured individuals. It's interesting. I did not expect that. So,
Okay, why wouldn't you have expected it?
because I was too detailed oriented, I had to get over myself. I thought it needs to be different because it's a severe situation, but sometimes it's not.
Well, the life vests come in a lot of different versions, but they all do the same thing.
So that's why I created the base of my detox kit. So, and it's a pleasant surprise. I'm like, oh wow. So all these healing tools are working with disaster relief. And then I did Lahaina. It's a lot, tons of healing with Lahaina. That was super heavy. It's the same compounds work. And then same thing with Helene, and same thing with, but then there are other stuff. So it's the expression of energy is all very similar. It's pointed out to, like, these are the same people that created the vaccines and created all these disasters. The energy at least feels that way.
Well, sure it is.
That's that. And now I'm gonna loop back to is that, like, we're talking about, let's say, the LA riots, okay? This is an interesting subject because I came to the United States in 1992. And then a few weeks after I got here, there's the LA riots. The race theory of, oh, your color this, your color that, it is such a weird concept because in other part of the world, we don't see anything like that. Because I came from a country that have native blacks that's been there thousands of years, and they're just the next island. So it's almost like I had to dumb myself down so I could function here at age 17, barely speaking English, of this weird views of putting people in color. We look at people by tribes because we had hundreds of tribes. And they don't, we don't even get along with it within our own nation with each tribe. So it's so silly to me, like, how are you going to categorize people through color? That does not mean anything. So that was a weird, I couldn't get it. Like, why are they rioting over Rodney King? Okay, that's that. So now we're talking about 2 weeks ago of this. It's all the same. There's different group of people that like to take advantage. There's a lot of group of people. So, like, the youngins, like 18, 19 and below to like early 20s, they're all kind of like, libtard-ish. The older generations, let's say, Mexicans, Latinos, Latinas, and they're really programmed because it's like, oh, you can't be c conservative. Even though all our values are conservatives, then we have to choose all these politicians with really effed up policies. And they don't really see the retardation of what they say and what they do. It is mind-boggling. The worst are the boomers. I had to cut off clients and students. They're thinking that we're, like, still doing And I told them, you guys are nothing but CIA projects. You guys didn't do anything super cool. They got pissed because you're like, they're still thinking, well, they're still left leaning. And I'm like, look, it doesn't matter left or right. It's just what is right and what is wrong. And it is a matter of truth and untruthful and light and dark. For instance, I just heard this morning when they raided the address where they raided with ICE when they arrested 44 people. That same address was when they do human sacrifice back in the 1800s. So, like, there are other shit that I don't even know. I'm not even going to pretend I know everything. So, for all these people thinking it's okay if you left wherever that you're from and then you're trying to come here because it's provide opportunity. It's like, so you don't even know how to act? You're going to destroy stuff and like, and then expecting like having entitlement for people to accept you here and this and that without doing the proper way. It took me 10 years just to get my citizenship. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, it's like the entitlement thing. It's crazy. Like they feel like they ought to be given, and that's all communism and socialism that's been programmed through public school. You know, it's like, oh, you're on the stolen land, or this and that, and this and that. Like, again, it's just so basic. If you don't like it here, and then if you're so proud of where you're from, why did you leave? Why don't you just go back there then? In the meantime, you're causing anarchy and destroying and killing people over here. When you're throwing bricks in a moving vehicle, that's, to me, is attempted murder. In the 90s, people forget. In the 90s, when I was working with the criminally insane, you do that, you will get killed by the cops, no question asked. And that's the thing, the policies get like softer and softer. And that's basically like going back to your story about dealing with children. If they don't have coherence and consequences, they just will continue to be doing all more dumb shit. Because they don't have any consequences. And they don't learn from co how are they going to learn if there's like, oh, what cause and effect? Or they didn't know they even to give incentives to be care. There's no behavior modification because, they get rewarded by acting negatively. So the whole pro it's all program. It's all behavior modification.
Well, they're not taught how to think.
Not okay, so that's the organic stuff they're going, and I'm not talking about the fabrication stuff, like say the Soros into it, the Walmart into it, the No Kings into it. Like what? There's 100 corporations that's promoted this stuff because they're being exposed. But by doing so, they're exposing themselves. Now we know more what who and what are the snakes. The bricks are there, they're being shipped, and they're all being paid. And if you look at Craigslist, there's posts saying they're getting paid from 6,000 to 12,000 to protest.
Yeah, Derek actually sent me an ad that was for
Yeah,
his
I saw.
area.
Yeah, my friend too. It's like, oh my God, And it's just like, so for people that's not still not trying to look at of things and this and that, or let's say, you heard, oh, so and so got run over. How did that person got run over? Oh yeah, they move in front of a moving vehicle in the freeway, let's say. So you're expecting people to stop just because you decided to get in front of the moving vehicle. And that's where actually people drive fast in the highway or in the freeway. And the logical sense of all these people is, But again, given the opportunity to expose and express all their stupid shit. Like, well, they're thinking like we could do this and not getting consequences. Fuck around and find out.
Yeah, and in the state of, they had that king,
No kings, yeah.
the no king thing, and showed a map of CONUS that was just covered with black little dots, and Florida was covered with it. And I thought, oh my God, they're trying to do this in the state of Florida. Well, all of them were canceled because nobody was interested. All right. But the thing of it is, in the state of Florida, the sheriff, one of the sheriffs came out and said, if you spit on an officer, we will hit you and hit you hard. And if you throw something at an officer, have your personal information on your body because we will notify your next of kin.
Yeah, I saw that too, and I'm glad. But the thing is here. I remember in the 90s, that was the case. The police officer went to get a burger, but then they had an argument with the worker there. But he had a feeling that they did shit to his food. He went to the lab and checked it out, and they spit in his burger. That kid was charged by assault with body fluids. I'm telling you, in the 90s, they take stuff seriously. You're like, you throw a feces, you throw bodily fluid, that's a different charge because it might have like HIV or Hep C.
Well,
Because
did
I used to take care of people that was so suicidal. The for sure thing for you to be dead, go charge a police officer with a weapon. A few of them didn't die and end up in my ward, and I had to take care of them. But they were just like, so why did you try to attack the popo? They call it popo police. And they're like, well, I just don't want to live anymore. I'm sure by doing so they're going to shoot me dead. So that's already given. And that's what and I don't condone killing, but I condone law and order. Especially now,
well, this question of the law and order goes back to the boomer concept, because I'm a boomer, and
I know that no offense to you, okay? So
no, because I see them. There was this one woman who was, probably a little older than I was, but she was sobbing. Oh, I'm so afraid of Donald Trump and blah blah
oh
blah
my
blah.
God.
And I'm like trying to figure out, okay, what is it? What is it that's happening here? Well, the boomers, I remember when I was in graduate school, and I've talked about this because it's a really good example. When I was in college and I had graduated, I called my mom. I was hoping she was going to pick up. Dad picked it up, and tell them not to come to the graduation because I wasn't going to attend in protest of the Kent State killings. Okay. And my father said, why? And so I went through the whole story. I mean, I could tell you, why we should let immigrants in. It's this concept that if you can, you take care of everybody. You don't, never turn away, somebody if they need help. It was ingrained in us that you do this. So I'm telling my dad this, and he very politely listened to everything. And then when I finished, he said, I understand totally what you're saying, but that's not the way it works. And the way he said it, with such compassion, with such outward understanding of where I was coming from, I never forgot his words. And so that allowed me to say, well, that's where we want to be. Why can't we be? It's reality. I mean, give you another example I just gave on another show. I have a cat that kind of lives outside, and I went out and she wanted to eat outside, so I started feeding her in the morning outside. And then there was this other cat I'd never seen before, very thin, shows up, and my heart goes out. I have to feed it. I'm talking, but don't feed, don't, you blah, 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 but I feed it. So the next day the cat comes back, and I didn't realize it was there, and I put the food down. No, I didn't even have the food in my hands. All I did was come out on the back patio, And Shungi was there, and she was, about 6 feet away from me. And I'm saying, Shungi, you want to come here? And this cat, which was very feral, wouldn't let me get near it the day before, ran right by me. I could have easily reached out and done something to it, but ran right by me and attacked her. Dunga is, like I say, an outdoor cat. She's pretty savvy, and she had not indicated any fear of this other animal. And all of a sudden, this animal was on top of her, and I screamed, and I chased him out of my yard. Now, why am I telling this? Because it's an analogy. It's okay. We want to do this. We want to feed everybody. We want to bring everybody into this marvelous country. But the reality is, some of them are feral cats that are going to kill your children. And the concept of that much evil is very, very hard for people who have never encountered it. That's why you take a soldier that's been in combat, and I can guarantee you they totally understand, what the real world is. But you take somebody who has been basically blessed by the best country in the world, entire lives, they don't know evil.
They don't, and it's like when I say that's the real privilege. There's no white privilege nowadays. Maybe there were like 20 years ago. The privilege is these libtards that even you it's allowing you to have these ideas because you are so sheltered. You're in this camp of America. Like good times create weak men. They're the weak men. Hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times.
Well, I've known people that grew up in Russia, Soviet Russia. And I had a weird message on a chat, radio chat, from somebody from China. It said, "Yes, China." And I actually asked them, how do you know English?" And they said, "Listening to you for 2 years."
Wow, that is so freaking cool.
Okay.
That's
And
cool.
they said that was only for an exchange of four. And they said, "I just needed to tell you that you people in the West don't understand the Chinese. The Chinese governments come and they go and they come and they go. Some are good, some are bad. They don't affect us." And in the Soviet situation, they know they're being programmed. They know that it's a state-sponsored thing. There's no hiding it. And so they know it's probably BS. So you have less programming in the Russian people than you do in America, because
Absolutely.
nobody was saying it's BS. It crept up on us. It not I mean At one time, I've got my one brother is a MAGA guy and his wife. And one day, the wife said to me, she said, "Nancy, if you think about it, it's the kids that went to college that think like that. They don't think like we do because we weren't indoctrinated." And it happened before I actually, I mean, I was early in, I graduated in the 70 from college. So you have a very strange situation there, in that we were protesting the Vietnam War, but it was the Vietnam War. It didn't make any sense to us. And the reason that we got involved was that, like in my case, one of the kids I went to high school with got killed. It actually turned out to be two of them. What makes it real? And then you had it on the television, and none of it made any sense to us. So that we had a very specific thing we were talking about. But that same desire to understand reality in quotes, current events, you can see it through my group there, except for the people that just didn't have somebody that died, didn't have somebody that served, They had blessed lives. And I don't even know how to deal with them. It's like I don't talk about any of this to those that age group because you don't know what side of the fence they're going to fall on. So, Mark, we've left you completely out of this. Do you want to jump in here?
Oh no, not at all. I mean, this is great. Jeff sharing a lot of wisdom over the years and decades, especially with his experience. Yeah, no, you guys can keep going as far as the back and forth. I like it. Eventually, I mean, I don't know if he's noticed. Maybe we can talk about it later. But there seems to be a little bit more people wearing masks lately, not because of the protests, but just in general, like this. I don't know. If it's the media push, but like even people who go on vacation, I mean, cruise ships is notorious for people getting sick afterwards. I don't know, Jeff, have you seen anything also unusual in that sense
Yeah, I
area?
could only speak about mine, like around the areas because they are actually a really huge rise of quote unquote whatever they deem to be COVID, but it's actually just spike protein overload. But the symptoms are all the same. So literally, I've been dealing with this. So, and a lot of this coming from the medical side, and they're still so retarded. Yeah, they're still pushing the mask. So it kind of bleeds out to the community, So let's say, oh, I, one of my, like, I knew a lot of people like, oh, I was dealing with quote unquote COVID patients. It's everywhere now in my floor. So I don't want to give it to my family. So that would actually start like that with a good intention. But it's just like, did you ever read the box? Did you just read the box? The mask is to protect the patients, not from transmission. It does not pr protect transmission at all, not for virus. And anyhow, so that started with that, and also the influx of immigrants. So the immigrants are still a little bit programmed like that. So every, but then let's say, again, just because you see people wearing masks, the intention is different. I live in a lot of Asian, it's basically almost like all, like I would say 80%, 70% of my community is Asian. In the Asian countries, they've been wearing masks forever. But again, it's not because they're afraid. It's because they're not feeling well. It's like a respect of honor of other people. So they don't want to give it to other people. So that's that. But then you could look at them, you could see if they look at fear and worry, and they're just, OCD.
Well,
And
I just want to say this. I've seen this commercial that's new on Fox, okay? And it's from the COVID report prevention something, COVID.gov. And I'm going like, what in the hell? And they're saying, stay safe, 6 feet away, wear the masks,
oh, there you go.
yeah.
So
So
there you go.
they're ramping up. They keep talking about this. Oh, they're going to scare us with another, what you call it?
Yeah, but there are actually people that are getting deathly ill, a lot of them, and the symptoms are COVID, and then the hospital say it's COVID. To me, they're just
They're upping the 5G.
they're upping the 5G and the spike protein overload. Because the spike protein and the 5G, they work together.
Precisely.
That's
Yeah.
why I was gonna ask Derek, brother. I need I need to get some more of that for veterans, at least the biggest thing, in disaster relief, the Shungite sticker for the phone. But I really want to put Indigo Gabbro in there. When I measured, the Indigo Gabbro will actually enhance more. But then I don't have a machine to ground up Indigo Gabbro because they're pretty tough. I tried, they didn't, to make it into powder.
Well,
So what I've been doing, I just been programming it more. But then it's not lasting too long. Just going through freeways with the the cell tower, it's not as dynamic as I would like to. So you might need a physical Indigo Garbro mix in there.
I don't think you do. I think that you have to think in terms of, okay, I'm going to put this intent in there. Okay. And you can virtually program people to think of the same image of, that energy, but you don't even need that to happen. If you've touched it, if you were the one that started it out, you're in connection to it. It's quantum entanglement, Jeff.
Yes.
All you have to do is every day, one part of the day, just focus on all of those things you've done with, and put the energy back into them, and they'll be fine, I think.
Okay, let me try that.
Give it a try because I cannot. Okay, there's a protocol with the what is it, chlorine dioxide type thing, and you have the two bottles and stuff. And Derek had taken it, he got it on it, and he actually overloaded and got too toxic.
Well,
So
he got the die off, so that's what we talk about on our podcast. You got to prep the body. That's part of the protocol, but you do that after a long time of prepping, you know.
yeah, so it's a whole process, right? I'm a lazy bastard. I don't want to go through all this stuff, especially when I know that it all begins with energy. So I ordered the two bottles, but I never opened them. Okay. And I started working with them. I found out that if I've got one in the right and one in the left, it doesn't work. You have to have them together
Yeah,
for the
because of the reaction of both, and the
exact.
byproduct of the reaction of both is the chlorine dioxide.
Exactly. So I just bring them together and I'd hold on to them. And then I would, focus on, let's say, quotes, meditation, but I would focus on, okay, we're going to activate you and I need you to get rid of the parasites. And, you're just talking to it and stuff, Well, holy crap. I mean, I was like, more, I mean, geez, that stuff is so powerful. I don't know why anybody would try to ingest it because at least I have control over it. I can just pull it apart and say, oh, calm down, calm down. Let's take a look at this thing. And so that's all I did, but I did work on it. I mean, it was daily. I was doing, this thing. And I got all of the symptoms of parasites just stopped, like the sugar craving.
That's
It just
cool.
it stopped, and I did go through a detox. So don't underestimate your own power. And
Oh yeah, I
just
get
talking to
it.
you, I'm talking to the audience too.
Well, I do the same thing because when I'm talking about my transmissions, people poop up worms just playing my transmission, but they drink the water while the transmission is blessing the water, you know? So that's a big part of that's what I, that's what I'm doing. I'm even transmitting these things and people just play it so they don't. It's just this. I feel there's other stuff than 5G because it create a it's such it's yeah it created just a more like a monkey wrench, you know.
It's more controllable with a 5G.
It's so annoying. Like, the same thing with this everything else. So it's there are other stuff going on. So yeah, but I notice when the person is actually getting enough minerals. So your body, I could create the same effect of chlorine dioxide with just water salt gratitude because that's basically what you need the salt with the stomach acid. Your stomach, that's. It could create that if you just create enough light, you know, because the light, the one that will whack the energetic part of the parasitic things. So what I was explaining to people, let's say the heavy metals, it's not stuck in the tissue. It is the energetic field that is actually embedded in our physical 3D. So just I'm doing transmission, and people actually detox in that instant, start tasting metals and like holding pennies in their mouth. They start hacking and coughing and all that instant. So just increasing, whatever you want to call it, increasing light, increasing mitochondrial function, but it's basically ATP into the physical 3D, requires minerals, whether it's being transmitted or we could make our own stuff, but then people have different level of abilities or allowing. But that's why my base approach is always water, soul, gratitude.
And I really honor the fact that you've gotten these different energy combinations, let's just say concoctions type thing,
Yeah.
where you can give, because you and I and Mark probably now, we understand the energies and the power of the energies and the power of our own thoughts and our own beingness. But there's an awful lot of people, they couldn't get their heads around that. No way. But you can get them to that point when you begin to give them something that absolutely is working. And then if they, if you can take them to the next step, well, why is it working? It's not working because of what's in it. It's the what in it is containing the energies that you need. So it's like, oh my God, I just wish they would change the curricula of
Well,
education.
yeah, but that's why I'm sorry not to cut you off, but that's why what I'm teaching by walking my talk is allowing process. Because and then allowing process, there's the general approach and there's a specific approach, because let's say what the person needs to go through, let's say what Derek needs to go through, that's the allowing process. And I always notice after massive grieving and going through that, it's your light is different. Your light is even more powerful. It is more healing. It's a transmutation process. And I went through a lot of grief, so it's never ending. Peeling the never-ending onions, and
It's never ending is the truth.
yeah, we are all blessed regardless, because pain and suffering is a perception. Once we transmit it at all, is perceived pain and suffering that transmitted into blessings, and that's what my tools are. They're being blessed with transmuted experiences. The unseen ingredients. But it's it, you know it could be feel you could you know it's felt. You could feel it, and the effect is even physical, so.
I don't know where you want to go. Is there something you would like to cover?
Me, Mark, Brother Mark.
You or Mark, is there something specific you'd like to get into?
In a little bit, yeah, but I would like to see if there's anything Brother Mark has, any topic or subject, anything else, brother?
Thank you. One of your more popular links out there is the Ricky Leaks on Rumble. It's RIKI and then Leaks if people want to check it out. Really insightful from last week. Maybe updates on anything unusual with the full moon, people's cleanses, or just in general. I do myself the Pure Gum Spirits Turpentine, pretty minimal. And I'll be
Yeah,
up on
please
that.
be careful about if you don't know how to dose yourself, have someone to dose you, because that's designed to clear out, 5,000 ton being. But yeah, that's all. And then go ahead.
Oh no, yeah, I'm very careful with the dosage.
Okay,
It's just
good.
like five drops and then sugar over it, and then I'm increasing it slowly. Thank you. Just anything and noteworthy from last week's full moon, and
Yeah.
then I suppose like popular trends, you have this Ozempic, methylene blue, the nicotine patches, and people getting caught up in these things, red light therapy,
I
which
have strong feeling on those things, so you might not agree with what I have to say,
Oh, that's great.
but
It's perfect.
Okay, number one, nicotine patch. I had a podcast about that. I don't know which one. I've talked about nicotine patch many times, but I'm strongly opposing that due to the fact it's a vasoconstrictor. I had hundreds of experience dealing of this type of crisis of hypertensive due to nicotine. So when you're pushing nicotine, knowing that people have blood clots and circulation problem, myocarditis, that's not a good intention there. Because you don't even know the most basic shit they do is a vasoconstrictor. And it's very addictive. So there's a lot of other stuff that you could do. I mean, if that's the only stuff that you could do, and that's fine. But you gotta make it like, I can't tell people what to do, but you gotta make sure that better that your system doesn't have any kind of thickening of the blood and all that stuff, because that's how you get aneurysm. By having extreme hypertensive. And if anyone that's actually with clinical experience working in a hospital setting, jail, prison setting, that was allowing, let's say, in the 90s of people to smoke, especially female body. And this is the thing, when you have overgeneralization approach like that, it could be potentially dangerous. Because female body respond like a 5 to 10 times worse when it comes to hypertensive. I don't know why, but that's just I feel it's because of the adrenals and the hormone system, is much more sensitive than men. And stroke is the highest ever. Heart attack is the highest ever. Why would you recommend a vasoconstrictor that even increases your heart rate and your pulse? Instead of that, I would just teach people water salt gratitude and breathing through your nose and say, increasing your own nitric oxide. That's my rebuttal. Nitric oxide over nicotine, glutathione over nicotine. There's a lot of other stuff you could do. Methylene blue, it's a mix. Methylene blue. I use methylene blue as like a sprinkle after you do a lot of other stuff. I tested the energy of methylene blue. 6 months I let it to oxidize. A whole glass, like not even that much of drops. I let it till it dry all the way, dry out by itself. The energy did not become weaker. It stayed the same. That's not too many compound like that. So I use methylene blue as a catalyst. At the same time, if you're taking high dose of methylene blue, guess what happened? It depletes glutathione and nitric oxide, the two main thing that I increase in people as a fundamental approach. And nobody really talk about that either. So you use it on the sprinkle, sporadically. And all this talk about your brain becoming blue, and people said, "Oh my!" People are so freaking like this is the patriots and our community that's in the spiritual this and that. They're so it's like a herd. Methylene blue, oh my God! RFK Jr. taking it, or we all gotta take it. And all of a sudden, oh my God! There is a effed up results for methylene blue. Is this? We gotta stop. Your brain turns blue. Who gives a fuck if your brain turns purple if it's actually working? But do I condone it to be that way? No. I have products that I concocted, I alchemized with other stuff, but it's literally works instantly. All you need is a few drops. That's how you use it. In my approach, that's how I use it. And it's not for a long period of time. Let's say you're having an infection. You don't have anything else. I remember I was at the race event and one of my homie started having strep throat. It was really cold and he's young and eating shit. Like, how am I gonna do it? I have methylene blue with me. I carry it everywhere for emergencies like that. I said, hey, just remember your pee and your poop's gonna be blue. He was fine. He freaked out the next day. He forgot that I told that. Call me at 3 o'clock in the morning. My pee is blue, bro. And like, it's okay. But I helped him. So there's that, and that's the thing. It's like, this is why there are some need to have a clinical experience, whether it is in a combat field, whatever capacity, whatever. It doesn't have to be a title or this and that, because people don't have any real experience of how to use different tools for different situation. And yet they're becoming like a quote unquote god and being worshipped by all this so-called awake, whatever communities. It's the lack of knowledge and experience. It's so severe. It's sad. So, yeah, my energy shifted a little bit there, a little bit intense, because this is the bullshit that I have to deal with every day. The incoherentness, whatever you want to call it. Ivermectin, okay? While we're on the topic, it's the same thing. You know, I'm dealing with people with that worm in their eyeball because they're just all of a sudden, oh, I'm going to do fenbendazole. I want to do this. I want to do this. Pass the protocol. Pump the brakes, pump the brakes, pump the brakes. Address the system, not the symptom. That's why I created all these different tools, and I'm continue creating different tools for different time and different application of certain individuals. You got to prep the body before you do all this harsh, quote unquote, cancer protocol. And then these are the people that I call regurgitators. They just regurgitate information without actually having any real experience. Okay, that's why I just do my own thing. I tested a methylene blue when I had no idea what methylene blue was. I tested it out. I didn't say nothing until I actually tested it out. And it's a very powerful tool. But it does other things. So just use it mindfully, just like everything else. Ivermectin is the same. I don't use ivermectin as like the way other people do it. I use it as an energetic tool. I use it topically in meridian points because I infuse the meridians with it, and I teach people how to do so. That is going to segue to a topic of how to activate meridians. I have a video how to activate meridians. So all my healing tools is charged with my light, or the C60 is the same. You could even the oil infusion will help to activate the meridian. So you infuse the meridians with these compounds rather than just ingesting. So that's how I'm able to reset the vagus nerve within a few breaths or a few seconds or minutes. So you reset the vagus nerve and you're able to maintain that. You reset the adrenals, you're able to maintain that. That's the fundamental of transformation. Healing is not the point, transformation is. Healing only part of transformation. So once, but then the realization is to be there, whatever, let's say what we're talking about, what individuals are going through, and the realization is not the point, is the beginning. Applying those realization and maintaining those realization, then it become transformation. Last night I just had a meeting with one of my student. I transform addicts. He was really, really, really bad addict for over 26 years, and I did an exorcism, basically parasite cleanse energetically, spiritually, and he maintained my teachings. And he's able to transform others, just water soul gratitude and just applying simple, mindful, spiritual application to people with the similar length of addiction, able to just like transform. That's transmuted experiences to becoming of what you're conducting. We are all conductor, but what are you conducting? That's the transmutation. Then once you're transmuted, the perception of pain and suffering, that's what you're conducting. So all the stuff that I do, the teachings and the compounds, is to assist, to provide raw materials for us to maintain that level of conductivity and coherence in the 3D here and now.
Just a quick story to kind of solidify the actual why do I feel so strongly that it's all energy? And if you understand how to present the right energy at the right time, and all of this is very important right now. It's intuitive to us, but we haven't gotten to that point yet. And when I first started out, I read a book by Dr. Gerber called Vibrational Medicine. And he was a physician who understood homeopathy to begin with, and then took it to, like, he researched all, the book is still in print. It's gone through many publications, and it's a textbook. It's listed as a textbook. In there, he gives a story about a Chinese, I believe it was a Korean. And I don't know how he did this, but he took, because the meridian system, actually, the opening of the meridian system is the acupuncture points. And so what he did was he was able to take a chicken fetus and inject fluorescent phosphate into the acupuncture point. And they could actually trace the meridians. That's when they began to understand that, whoa, this is a real physical thing, this meridian system. And what they discovered, that as the embryo was progressing, the meridian system was there first, and out of the meridian system grew all of the organs inside the chicken.
Beautiful.
So the energy system came before
Yeah.
any of your actual organs and stuff. So when we're working with a meridian system, especially through the acupuncture points, but he's probably got us even a simpler way of you knowing where they are. What's happening is that you're working with the basic energy of the blueprint, the original blueprint of a perfect kidney.
Yeah.
They got screwed up. And so you're kind of like reformulating the blueprint to its original. You need to default the body to the way that God, nature, or whatever had created to begin with. But I wanted to point that out to you because that made a real imprint on my learning and the way I looked at things.
I love it. Thank you so much. Thank you. Appreciate that,
Well, thank Dr. Gerber.
know.
This guy, I mean, I learned more about energy healing and energy, and he just made all the difference in my. It was like jump started. I never even got, well, I was an electronic warfare officer in the Army, and I learned about 3D, systems. But so I had that in my head. But other than that, I didn't know anything about the physical body. But going the way that he went, looking at the energy first, oh my God, it opened up such a treasure of knowledge that for my entire life I've tapped into. So I highly, anybody out there, it's still available. Like I say, it's considered a textbook.
Beautiful, Dr. Gerber.
Dr. Gerber. I've never known it. I don't remember his first name. I think it might be Richard, actually. But it's always Dr. Gerber. And every time I say it, I think of the little baby on the baby food.
Oh, since we're giving a credit, Norman Seeley is one of my when I get more into maximizing, that's the approach that I took was Dr. Norman Seeley, because he created the Five Rings protocol. Well, he uses the meridian, so he used different frequencies, and then he stacked with different raw materials. So when I was healing a lot of cancer patients and I used his protocol, I'm like, you know what? Then I learned how to measure energies and stuff. So let's say the raw materials is different, but it has a fundamental approach on maximizing expressions of healing. Dr. Norman Seeley is a legend. He the one that invented the tens unit, but then what he, but that was decades ago, but he's like us, and it's just, I feel he's not being given enough credit, because his Five Rings Protocol. It's such a made a big impact on my learning curve and the way I approach protocols. Because, but then there's different type of raw materials. And what most important, what people are missing is not just lysate, because I put everyone on maximizing mineralization and amino acids. That's why, eating eggs 3, 4 a day is important if it's clean eggs, pasteurized. But the most important raw materials are emotional and mental and spiritual content. Those what it needs to be aligned and coherent before people concern about physical raw materials.
Get it's not difficult. Get your energy balanced and eat the way that you are closest to nature. And there's a lot of ways of doing that. And everybody, somebody else, I'll say it, this is what I eat and this is what works for me. That's what works for me. 'Cause you know what? I'm a sovereign being and there's nobody in the universe that matches me exactly. You can't have it. I'm in this position. I'm in this location. I'm in this energy field. And, nobody's going to match it. None of us, I say reality is what you think it is. Everybody sees something different.
Yeah, well, going back to the protest, why are you protesting for?
Understand why you're doing things and you're going to be okay. And the other thing I tell people is tell yourself jokes you never heard before.
Yeah, I make myself laugh and saying stupid shit just because I was too drained after dealing with some heavy stuff, just to show. Yeah, that's we are blessed. Brother Mark, any feedback, input, what I was just talking about just now?
No, that's all great. Give us again your main people to get a hold of you.
Oh, how to get a hold of me? It's the easiest is through Facebook, Jeff Mamora, with the profile picture as Jeff Mamora Experience. On Instagram, The Miracle Movement, The Miracle Movement, with my logo with the Nautilus background. On email is jeffmamora@protonmail.com. But then I'm not really tech savvy and I get tons of messages. So if people trying to get a hold of me, please keep in mind what I do is spiritual triage. I had a lot of complaints. People have been waiting for months and then people just walk in and I deal because I don't do the typical 3D, you book an appointment and this and that. It doesn't always work for me because I deal with a lot of crisis. So, yeah, that's what I do. It's just spiritual triage. And
You
what's,
had very
yeah.
timely posts and updates too of things people should pay attention to and things that interest you also.
Yeah, because history is important to us, the real history, because those are important. Like this, like most people don't know. If you look at, I even create an album called True History. It's important for especially the young generation to know, even the older generation, because they were told lies all their life. To get out, in order to do, just get over our own programming, get over ourselves, and learn what has actually happened. Like about this racial thing, it's funny. I mean, I got jumped by skinheads more than once. I got jumped by a bunch of black kids. I got jumped by a bunch of cholos. It's equal. Since I was a kid, I was just because I looked mixed and I was a Christian, the poor Muslim kid would jump me. And so prosecution and discrimination, it has nothing to do with race. And that's what I show to people, and I showed even to quote unquote whatever you want to, to just all the saying like all the minorities is like it's funny people still calling minorities. I work for the fucking state for over 20 years. They are protected. The minorities has more rights than the typical people. If you were gay back in the day and gay rights were booming, you can't get fired. The same thing with the racial stuff. So people don't. It's like it swings. Like there's no like balance and coherence. You just need to find that on your own. All this weird shit about transgender and this and that. That shit is happening 20 years ago if you work in the state system. You know, dealing with all these libtards, social workers, bleeding hearts. And I remember I was containing a very violent drug addict that was just hitting and you know, literally breaking people's face. As I was trying to contain this individual, the bleeding hearts were feeling sorry. The social worker was feeling sorry for this individual instead of the staff that they put in hospital. So I'm quite familiar with this type of energy of bleeding hearts because they just never operate from coherence. That's why I use my own terminology of diagnostic. I call that over-identifying with victims. And that's the first thing you learn as a mental health professional. Do not over-identify because you are subjective, not being objective. All these healers and all these teachers, they don't even know what countertransference are. The basic shit that people should do before they start helping other people. Know yourself.
You know, let's go back to the question of black versus white, because when you came over, you really didn't understand it.
It's fucking, excuse me, but it's so retarded to me.
Well, okay. So the real reason that you get this concept of black people are inferior comes from the fact that they were enslaving African people. And we kind of the next cosmic soup that'll be up shortly. We had a whole discussion about it because we were listening to Kevin Annette, and he was talking about the concept of how can these people who do terrible, terrible, like blood sacrifices, how can they live with themselves? And he said it's a dissociation. You got a work you go to work every day and you hate it, but you're able to have a happy life because you can disassociate yourself from the role that you play when you're working.
Oh, I
So
could relate to that for sure.
right, okay, I did too. You know, it's like, oh yeah, that's kind of obvious, but I missed it. So it's the same sort of situation here. The people who were enslaving the black people, in order to be able to give themselves an emotional point of disassociation, said, well, but they're inferior. And that's where it started, was from the concept of commercial control,
I
corporate
get it, but
control.
black people were not the only one that were slaves.
Well,
Indonesian
no.
were slaves. Indonesian were slaves all the way out to. I mean, if you okay, look at Nelson Mandela. He does not wear African shirt. He wears Indonesian shirt. He wears batik because his first mentor was Indonesian, a slave in Africa. This over-identifying with victimhood is sickening to me. Everyone was slaves. Get over it.
It
Gosh.
was more white indentured people here than there were slaves.
Like that were look at I was healing the First Nation, a lot of missing First Nation women in Canada. I was doing a lot of even free healing for them. It's so sad. Okay? But then there were I had a case where the husband's tribe were enslaved by another native tribe. The native tribe kill all the men and kill all the boys, impregnated all the women to erase that tribe. People were, human has been and always been savages. They just trying to put a container into different things. There were actually white people as slaves as for the natives. The Irish, when they got stranded along and not able to fend for themselves, boom, you're becoming that was a system for the whole world for thousands of years. But guess who's the first nation that trying to stop to abolish slavery that never get the fucking credit? America. America is the one that first trying to abolish slavery, and the rest of the world follow suit. And this is the stuff that people don't know. You got to give credit where it's due, or else that you're going to find yourself being a libtard.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yes. So be grateful. Because
I'm
the
grateful.
longer the gratitude that you bring, gratitude you are here, because you know what? I know a lot of patriot. I have families that are black. They don't act or think that way. Not an ounce of victimhood. Because that's program. We were all slaves. There are children being slaves right now. Speaking to Indonesian, the slave master was Nike. They're paying Indonesian kids fucking 92 cents per fucking day. Well, they're selling the fucking Nike for how much? That's slavery. So who's fighting for their rights? And here's the other flip side. They're grateful at least they could eat, because without that, they couldn't eat. So which one is better?
Mark,
This is.
anything? Oh, I'm sorry, Jeff.
Go
Could
ahead.
you
No,
just
but basically what I was trying to say, like, the change is within ourselves. You know, if you want to make a change, this is why I do my own thing. Charity, healing tools, events, approach, teachings. I just do my own thing. It's just to show the people you don't have to follow anybody. If you want to do something, just be about it. Stop talking about it. That's it.
Mark, anything else?
Yeah, that's going back to your foundation and basics, right? It's I mean, you know how, especially where you live, you know how, the worst of the worst of Western culture, where there's
Yes,
no.
we were colonized by
Yeah.
Dutch for 350 years. But guess who did more damage? Japanese did. See, people don't realize how many Indonesians celebrated the Hiroshima. People don't talk about the, like, I talk about all the shades, more than 50 shades. The truth is dynamic, and the truth is light. Lack of truth is lack of light. Having said that, truth is like a light. It has spectrum. What spectrum that truth that you're entertaining? Without Japanese being bombed by Hiroshima, we were still being enslaved by Japanese. I've healed many people that's been tortured and killed by the Japanese. I had friends that still have racism against Japanese because of what they endured and watched their family being killed, slaughtered, decapitated, tortured, being enslaved to build railroads. Nobody talk about that shit. Talking about, oh, how bad America doing that, this and that. But without doing that, the whole Southeast Asia is still being enslaved. Does that mean I hate Japanese? No. You got to give credit where it's due.
Yeah, and that's part of your foundation that you're recommending people is gratitude. That goes a long way.
Yes.
It's huge.
Huge. Because your own ego, and I call it egoic mind and prideful heart, always attached to victimhood. Why is victimhood so addictive? The worst addiction is victimhood. It is because it takes away of your own accountability and responsibility. What happened to each of us, it's not our fault, but it is our damn responsibility to heal. Accountability. That's what's severely lacking. The main ingredients. Got a little intense there, but yeah. I get passionate about things, you know.
Yeah, there's a, that. I mean, I forget what the exact quote is, but some of the worst predators portray themselves as victims. That's such a mind
That
screw.
that's narcissistic for you. Borderline personality. That's, you know, because again, they have to associate and make like some kind of excuse, right? Just like you're talking about the slave master enslaving, right?
Yeah,
But
it's a
yeah, this is
contrast from West Coast California to where Nancy's at, Florida.
Yeah, but Suriname is full of Indonesian, okay? Suriname is a colony of Dutch and what other countries? And look at, like, if you want to talk about, I want to talk about, I know we've been talking for a little bit, but I want to talk about colonizer, okay? All these young kids, if they're not white, they hate white people because they were programmed. I caught in the conversation two young girls. They're not white. One of the mixed girls like white boys. And the other girls were making fun of her. You like colonizers? How the fuck you like colonizers? We hate white people. That's how bad the programming is, brother. That's why I'm passionate about this shit. It's bad. But speaking of colonizing, okay, it's fucked up. They did, a whole bunch of rape and killing, pillaging. But if you look what the Dutch did to us compared to Malaysia is much better. British is a mother effer. They did so much damage, but Dutch is much worse. Look at Singapore next to us, so advanced because it was British colony. Because once they left with a lot of infrastructure, teaching, technology that will keep them ahead of the game. The same thing with Malaysia. So look at Hong Kong compared to China. If you go to take Vietnamese coffee is a big business here. Vietnamese coffee shop is a big thing. Without them being colonized by the French, they would not have their Vietnamese sandwich and baguettes. They would not have their Vietnamese coffee. See, that's transmutation. I hope people get it, what I'm trying to
And
get at.
gratitude.
Yes, shit happened. Okay, what do you do? In Indonesia, we call it the rice already became porridge. You cannot refer the rice back to, I mean, the porridge back to rice. And might as well we make chicken porridge. So it'd be beneficial. Put some healing stuff in there. So, if you don't have enough rice for the whole family, we turn it to porridge. But then the thing, people are, their life is so easy here. It's aggravating. We're trying to explain, you need to be so grateful. You have no idea the real life in other part of the world is horrific. That's why people like to come here. So does it make sense after you come here, you're trying to poo-poo and disrespect what people died for? That's why I do healing for veterans. For free. All day, every day. Do I agree with the wars? No. Do I agree? But you know what? They were programmed, they were used and abused. At the end of the day, they need help and nobody's helping them. And they being boned and being fucked over by all sides. Instead of me bitching and moaning and whatever, I just do. And hopefully, maybe Nancy got some kind of connection. Maybe some tons of money. Then we just blast things up. Who knows? Maybe you. It's like currency is gratitude. The true currency is gratitude.
And gratitude, frequency-wise, is almost identical to love. Yeah. And appreciation. Love, gratitude, appreciation, and something else. I never forget and remember, but I remember those three. Because I
Yeah.
use them a lot. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Grateful for your support. I mean, I try to use those because it is energy.
It is.
Wise words to say.
I appreciate you, Nancy. I appreciate you, Brother Mark, At least you get me. We get each other.
I want to tell you something because you like to use one of my favorite words, which is FUCK, right? And
Yes.
The other word that I really use a lot is shit. Well, I found out that shit means ship high in transit
I did not know
because
that.
the fertilizer, if it got wet, would explode, and boats were exploding. Wooden boats, sailboats exploding. So they, yeah, this is true. And so they realized it was the fertilizer was what was blowing them up. So after that, any container you had with fertilizer, it had to be ship high in transit, so hopefully it wouldn't get in the water. But the FUCK kept, nobody seemed to know where that came from. I Googled it, no information. And then I talked to a Brit, Ani Avedisian. She's got her own, she's on Say What Show, and she's also got her own 1 hour show that's amazing, Metaphysical Martini. And she said FUCK comes from the time frame when the sailors would come back to port and they were so horny they would start raping people, women. And so they would get a certain number of women to act as prostitutes for these sailors. And if you got the notice, it said, fornication under command of the king.
What?
So every
So
time,
they're not hurting innocent people, but so that at least they get to get take out their horniness with this.
right. So every time you or I say FUCK, that's what we're invoking: fornication under command of the
Oh my goodness. Oh, that made my day. Thank you, Nancy.
king. I try to give people really important information, Jeff.
I love it. This is the stuff that I love. That is so cool, man. I love it. Oh my goodness. You
Anyway,
cracked me up.
should we end the show on that note?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
On that note, perfect. Oh my goodness, so perfect.
Okay. Anyway, Jeff, thank you so much for being here. I'm sorry Derek couldn't get here. And Mark, thank you for setting this up. I always have such a good time with Jeff.
Love you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you
Okay.
for having me.
Very fun.
Mark.
Thank you. Yeah, just reach out to Derek if you need more stickers. He'll get them to you.
Yeah, because it really helps with the veterans, because if they feel iffy about holistic this and that, just by reducing that radiation, it will help with, it doesn't matter what situation, suicidal PTSD, just reducing that is a big deal.
Exactly. Yeah.
Bless you, Jeff. You're
Bless
doing
you. Have a blessed
good.
day. Stay blessed.
Yeah, you're doing good work, honey.
I
All right.
appreciate
Thanks
you.
again for being here. Thank you, audience. We so appreciate your support, and we're very grateful. We're very, very grateful for you being there and on this journey with us. We'll see you next time.
You have been listening to the Shungite Radio Show, produced by Cosmic Reality Radio. Thank you for being here. Be safe.